The fireballs hunted their targets down, however desperately they darted and dodged. Just the way they'd hunted down shadows. Cleet leaned on his pole. That ought to take care of the spy problem. His brothers remained alert. Longo picked off a clever little devil trying to sneak off at low altitude, whipping between boulders and turned so tight it lost wing feathers every time. A ball of violet fire closed in at 4 times the crow's best speed. Poof. Now there's a trick I can appreciate, I said. Likewise, Ty Day and Uncle Doge and the guys of the thin, desperate line at the Shadow Gate. Jaws dropped. Rudy swore, Fucking A! I want me one of them mudsuckers. I asked, You got a special problem with crows? Rudy asked, It only kills crows? Cletus averred, I suppose we could set them to knock down most anything. But the more targets you want to specify, the more complicated your logistics is going to get. That's not why you're here, I guessed. That was just to clear the area. Longo said, We wanted something guys like us could appreciate. Loftus added, Considering that we're not likely to bring in a lot of recruits anytime soon, while Taglios can come up with as many as they want. There was a growing faction up north these days who wanted Taglios to pretend that the company had gone its way. We were headed for Kadovar when we came to Taglios. There was nothing to keep us from going there now. If everybody held real still and stayed real quiet, we might lose interest and head on down the road. While I talked to the engineers, Otto and Hagop erected several trestle tables. These acquired decorative vices and tool collection place settings. Racks rose behind the tables. Their companions began stacking bamboo tubes in those. Big bastards, I said. Some were 15 feet long. Some were 4 inches in diameter. Cleet said, Big and brutal. Careful where you point that damned thing. A soldier was trying to get a bead on a crow speeding south. He wasn't worried about people dumb enough to get between him and his target. What we wanted most was increased accuracy and velocity. A little extra oomph at the other end would be a nice plus, too. Hagop? Hagop took a 12-footer with a 3-inch bore, striped red, locked it into a vise. He sighted down its length. He tapped gently with a hammer, shifting his aim slightly. That boulder out there that looks like One-Eye's hat. He armed a complicated bamboo spring mechanism. I didn't think the boulder looked much like a hat. It was a good 400 yards away. 3 soldiers with standard bamboo launched 12 fireballs before one got lucky and painted a lime glow along one edge. Usual problem. When you finally do get a hit, you don't do much damage. Unless it's people. Go ahead, Hagop. Hagop triggered his pole. There was a frying bacon sound. An intense orange ball crossed to the boulder too fast for me to follow. It hit dead center. A lance of fire blew out of the rock for 15 seconds. I felt the heat. The boulder shifted position slightly, pointing its tail of fire farther downhill. The fireball popped out the other side of the rock like a pimple's core squirting. Shit, said I, and double shit. That fucker must be 10 feet thick. Cleet said, A 3-inch ball will run at least 15 feet into the kind of stone we have.